March 1st, 2003, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, March 1, 2003 version. Only had one radio show in February because of a lot of circumstance, right, Brother Matt?
Yeah, lots of stuff
equipment
going on.
Failed on us. We had time and conflicts. And I got another month. Tour starts April 1st, so we're going to try to do some. Many shows as we can before that. I have to get another hard drive up to the site work, folks, because we have used up all the space. But there's this pad run by Vietnamese cats in Orange County that sells scuzzies for Econo.
Uh-huh.
And so I get like 18 gigger, $40. That's good for 100 shows.
Oh, cool.
I think we're up to 40 or something now.
Wow. Let's have the 50th anniversary show soon.
Yeah, well, probably after tour, huh? And but it's glad to be back here. Now we have different setup and stuff, so there might be some clams blown.
Yeah,
Brother Matt, CD thing. So we got these like boxy units here. Got a turntable. We got iPod. So and we got another little desk.
Yeah,
different microphones. I don't have the silver, so my voice has different quality. That's why I'm on the Sennheiser one that usually Brother Matt's on. Speaking of which, Germans or German accent, that was, Bittner?
Big Red, White,
yeah,
and Blue's Burning Penis cover band.
Bittner Martinick. Bittner / Martinick, 7-inch. Where Raymond Pettibone did the art.
Yeah, classic cover.
Yeah. And a song called This Is Not My Government. Which kind of relates to tune we opened up with John Coltrane with Peace on Earth. But don't be totally down because hopefully we can always vote the lame governments out. So Tommy Jefferson said something, government afraid of citizens is democracy. Citizens afraid of the government is tyranny.
Tom,
so,
we need more guys like Tom.
Some old saying there. Maybe some food for chomping, thoughts for chomping up. Last night, you know, I don't go to many gigs. Oh, by the way, that John Coltrane was from his last tour in Japan, 1966. And because you can tell a little different than U.S. gig because when he's done playing, there's huge amounts of applause. So you listen to those Coltrane live things like the Vanguard. It's trippy how you get underappreciated sometime in your own neck of the woods. And cats from other parts kind of pick up on it. And then when you finally do get along around to recognizing, folks from your parts, they're dead.
Yeah, jazz and blues guys know that story good.
Lots, huh? You got to wait. But it's in painting, too, a lot of the times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
hardly anybody in their own lifetime.
Yeah, writers.
Yeah. It's like familiarity breeds contempt or something.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't go out to a lot of gigs, except the ones I play. By the way, I'm playing two tonight. Sid Straw's in town. You know her brother, Matt?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, she's in town. David Thomas had this thing that Wasco went to last week.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah.
At UCLA,
yeah.
Where I was in San Francisco, so I couldn't
see
it.
Yeah, we were here doing a little Wasco. And
well, that would have been a great thing. Yeah, but he told me he got messed up.
His copy did. Yeah, because we didn't have this other CD player. He had a little
toy.
Walkman thing.
Okay.
Kind of funky.
So David Thomas was curating this thing where he did all kinds of things, but one of them was reunite Rocket from the Tombs. Of course, the leader, Peter Lafner, died in the 70s and stuff a long time ago. But Dick Lloyd from television took his place. And there was Per Ubu, too, I think. Charlie from Pixies. Sid was part of this. So she's in town. She's going to play McCabe's tonight.
Oh, cool.
She got Don Bonebreak on drums, and she asked me to do some stuff.
Cool.
And then and that's Santa Monica, and then I got the banging gig later, and Charles Owens is going to be on the sax. No Nels, he's up in SF, so it's going to be a scary banging gig. But that's an OC, so I got long distances on the 405.
Yeah.
Right after the show today, I got Prack with my second man, Prack it every day. I'm ready for the tour. It looks like Pete can do the first 6 weeks. He could get off from the cat food place.
Uh-huh.
But the last 2 weeks, Paul Rossler.
Oh, cool.
Which I had the band Criminy, which was just organ and bass, or keyboard, and he's going to play Pete's organ for the last 2 weeks. So, because last time, I think it was 5 weeks and 4 weeks, and Tom Watson did the last 4 weeks for Pete. And we couldn't really play the songs from the new stuff, but this way we can. Paul will come on board. I guess we'll be the sort of second man. Right. In fact, I might have to do that for the fall when the record comes out, because Pete can only get one. He's going to try and quit in February next year, but one of his daughters will be old enough not to have child support. And he's going to get a power book and Pro Tools. I mean, this man's been playing wedding bands for many years and stuff, but I think he really wants to give music a push.
Ooh.
I mean, the music is all through him anyway, but I mean, as an endeavor, I think he's been at this cat food thing for 18, 20 years or something.
Yeah, that would get old.
So he wants to push, you know, and his wife, Liliana, a big pop star in the old Yugoslavia. And she's itching to play, too. She's had her baby, little Tony,
cool.
and stuff. So they both want to get into music and stuff. But he won't be able to tour with me again in the fall when the record comes out. And I don't think Jer can either, because he might have to go for a little while full time at the Longshorns. So I'm going to have to have. It's sort of happened to me with the opera, where the guys I recorded with couldn't really tour with me right away. So maybe Paul and another cat on drums, and they'll be totally sort of second man. But then I'll tour again in the spring, of course. I'm going to get a few tours out of this record and stuff. And Pete can rejoin me in.
Cool little
chair and stuff, and I can get back to my Pedro guys, because I like having a Pedro band a lot. But it is very sweet of Paul and other folks who do come and play with me and give me their all. I'm very lucky that way. I was telling you earlier about today, March 1. If it was 3 years ago, it'd be leap day, February 29, and it's the anniversary of when that fucking infection exploded in me, and I found myself on an ambulance up to county, and they had a cut on me. Almost died. It was intense thing. And when I did think about a lot this morning peddling, I was telling you how it's weird when the brain wants to like forget it, but it can't forget it because it's scarred on you, it's branded in you. And so the thoughts were coming up, and the only way I could kind of think of balancing it was gratitude thoughts, you know, saying, okay, I went through that, whatever, but I'm here to peddle, I'm here to plug the bass, here to do what Pedro shows Brother Matt, so I'm a lucky man. And so I can't let this stuff overwhelm me and stuff. But one of the things that kind of overwhelm you, I mean, it's hard and really, really hard and hurting. And you think, well, it's over. Why can't you forget it? Well, I think there's kind of a fear that it's going to come back on you. I think that's one of the fears. Sort of like when I was younger with the knees coming out before the surgeries and stuff. That, well, when's it going to happen again? You know, it's not like, oh, it's done with, and I dealt with that. It's like, whoa, this is going to happen again, and I know what it feels like. And so this stuff can weigh on you. And so I try to balance out with these gratitude thoughts about potential that's afforded to me by still being in the ring and giving it another toss.
Yeah, shift the perspectives.
Being still a contender to get some work done, you know, before I get the curtain call. And then I got work with my pop, the man, D-Boone and stuff. So, you know, it'll be just different duty.
You see.
A different dimension. But right now, in this dimension, I'm grateful. So, getting back to last night and about how I don't go to many gigs. I did go to a gig. last week I was in San Francisco, you know, doing those Banyan gigs. And I look in the paper there, and, whoa, look who's playing it. Bimbo's is Marshball. I've been playing her stuff. She's on a player I like from Texas. And she's on at the same time, and she's over on the North Shore, and I'm here in the Mission. There's no way I can go see her. So I was kind of bummed. Then I come back to town.
You seen her before?
And, no. And I get a L.A. Weekly, and, well, look this. She's in Long Beach. In fact, she's like blocks from Raymond's studio.
Cool.
Yeah. So, me and Raymond go there last night, and this place, Blue Cafe, you know, downtown Long Beach, and kind of strange for us. We're, for a change, kind of the younger people. It was all the middle-aged kind of single scene, and, God, it was packed to gills, and crummy sound system in a way. It's nothing like the recordings I heard, you know, but I got in as close as we could and watched her and heard as much. She's got a really strong voice, too. The band was kind of Bogart. I don't know. Could have been better, but it still was really neat. I mean, this lady can play. It's like this kind of bluesy thing, but kind of with the Gulf, Mexico kind of. Stop like a
cool.
Cajun long hair thing. Yeah. Which I remember as a boy, the only one really kind of doing that was Dr. John.
Uh-huh.
You know? So that's what it kind of reminded me of. Man, she was jamming. You know, I have to admit, I haven't.
Yeah,
not really new. Kind of new to piano or just keyboard, period, mm-hmm. You know, because I played so much with guitar players and all this stuff, but now with Second Man Oregon, you know, I'm getting more appreciation. I'm really getting into almost wanting to try to learn it, you know, because they got a bass on the left hand, you know, and it's kind of a one-man band kind of instrument. That's why I think if you play with the keyboard, you got to be really careful with how you compose your parts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Stuff I'm trying to experiment with the segment here. It's trippy, too, because we're, you know, we're going over songs that are about that incident 3 years ago.
So is this keeping it present?
Totally living. We're much past the hell. I did that on the last tour, so we're in the purgatory paradise parts, you know. But it's still trippy to play in this thing like this. So that last night, that was kind of trippy, you know. I have to say, you know, crowds, people packed up and touching on you and feeling on you and manhandling you. Just not into it, man.
Uh-huh.
And then after this sad thing with the Chicago Stampede and this Rhode Island thing, and people act weird in crowds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You want a lot of people at your gigs, right? Especially if you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's scary. A couple of weeks ago was a march in Hollywood. I didn't get to talk about that because we didn't have a show.
Yeah,
me and Raymond went down to that, and Philo. And there was a part, and the police, you know, made the route, so it was all serpentine and stuff, you know. And there was parts where there's no other side streets. So we're all channeled in there, man. And, you know, it was there for a good cause and all this stuff. I was feeling very uncomfortable, you know. What if police horse, you know, whatever, pepper spray, you know, where do I go? You know, I'm looking for the aisle. My pop, you know, trained me as a boy, always think of the Bravo, you know, got a plan B, you know, and so I'm thinking, man, what's our Bravo here? What are we going to do, Raymond, if things go crazy? Because there's, you know, the street's all full, forward, back, on the sides, and there's no side streets. How are we going to run if something gets out of hand? So it ended up peaceful and stuff like this, and there's a lot of cats, much more than the one I went in September, and a different makeup of folks too. There's a lot more younger people, and not maybe as ethnic as last time, which, you know, I kind of like to be an ethnic. It was trippy too with the older people, you know, it's like 60s people and stuff, but it was good too to see young people and a lot of families, people with their kids and stuff like this. Because you can understand people trying to paint the whole thing, you know, with us or against us kind of thing, which is what's this about, you know, I thought it was democracy, like this. And a lot of conflicting signals, you know, which is probably always going to be the case. So that's why I think you got to have a critical mind and sort through the stuff. And be choosy and just don't take it. I've had people tell me, you know, oh, these folks in charge of the weapons have a private information we're not privy to. And so I put my trust in them and stuff. Almost secret government kind of thing. And just, oh, Mr. Wizard, you know, take it. But I don't know if the cats started the land. Really had that in mind. Because maybe it was kind of tried with the kings and queen kind of thing and came up short. So we're going to try another way. Mm-hmm. So people want to get all traditional and conservative with the old-fashioned things. Let's remember some of those old-fashioned ideas like this.
And, Patriots.
Right, there's a new one, right? Act 2?
I think so.
And it's even heavier. And see how they get, they can kind of slip this under you if you don't have the critical mind thing on, because they're using words that are supposedly standing for things, those original ideas, right? That farmers kind of took up things against. It's funny about war, huh? The working men on this side and the working men on the other side kill each other off by these bosses on top. Gentlemen's agreement when they think they've had enough. God, I wish we could see through this thing. But Marsha Ball had a letter on her website, and which was interesting too, because who would think? You know, but she's saying, you know, half the cats there are under 15, and which is speaking like a mom, right? Thinking about kids and stuff, and the way they're glamorizing. Military and war now, you know, one of the things you do is you dehumanize people you're going to lay waste on, you know. And I'm not trying to make any simple answers or anything like this, but it's a heavy thing. It's not a game. It's not a football game. Yeah, something like this. Sure, there's consequences. Remember, that's the law of karma, really. Cause and effect, so. Us U.S. people should think about this. We should also not, I don't know, it's really easy to get angry at people not from this land because they might have other thoughts and stuff, and all of a sudden it turns into these, what appears to me like machismo kind of things, and questioning other lands' manliness because they don't want to get on board. And
pygmies.
Yeah, right. And what's being done with the French people and the German people? They're called all these names.
Yeah.
Even Canadian guys. And anybody. You know, what is this? It's just kind of arrogant a little bit. Yeah. And I know, deep down, that's not the nature of the people, because we're a land kind of made up of other peoples. Mm. We shouldn't forget. Yeah. We're all related to these cats somewhere down the line.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, so... I hate to go on and on about this. You probably want to hear me play music and stuff like this, but it's a trip of time.
Yeah, a lot of things.
And yeah, they put a lot of money putting all these soldiers and ships, planes, and over there. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like we can't back out, right? And so it's all, everybody's saying it's got to happen. It's got to happen. But why?
Yeah.
You know, why? Why? And sure, we spend a lot of money. It's very expensive like this. But it's probably even more money if we go for it. And this clown over there, you know, maybe one we helped had something to put in or something. Whatever. Not to get into that. That's another funny thing about inquiry. You know, people don't really... They put you in a... They say, this is the situation. This is the moment. And just decide. They don't like to review too much about how we got there, so maybe we don't do this in the future.
Like
people
asking questions.
See, I understand when I talk about this stuff, it doesn't mean I'm trying to give support to this cat. Because, Jesus.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
him. He's a clown, you know. He's more than a clown. He's a torturer, herder of people, and stuff like this. And it's a nasty, nasty situation. So we just think about decisions that are made to see... we're incubating new ones.
Mm.
Or whatever, you know. Use all our resource to try to make it a better place. And there's more ways to do it, I think, than weapons and they kill it. No? It's a bizarre kind of time. But then I think every generation gets presented with all kinds of trippy things like this. So they're probably not new. I mean, I've been reading a lot about Bosch. Got a Bosch book. And this guy, you know, 1450 to 1520 or something like this. 1515 or something. And so many hundreds of years ago, but man. You know, you're thinking, well, in some ways, human condition hasn't changed all that much. And then you see, like, one of his last paintings, Temptation of St. Anthony, and the guy is literally learning how to stare at nothing. You know, maybe. How these little things are threading on him. These weird things, right? Animal parts and machine parts. And he's just trying, you know, here he is in his sackcloth. Strange look on his face. And, strange backgrounds on those paints, too. It's just everything is very strange. And Hieronymus Bosch. And Dante, you know, it's weird how I've had this medieval kind of preoccupation in some ways. But well, let's get back some music here. Here's something from New York. Mad Happy, Watt from Pedro Show.
What can I say today? Was a day and a half, and I just had to laugh when I woke up this morning. Took a deep breath and said a little prayer to remind me that I'm a simple man. Things that I thought that I knew turned out not to be true. Now I ask you, what's it for?
That was Tugboat by Devin Hoff. That's a song he wrote for me. He's Nels Klein's bass player in the Nels Klein Singers, and he came to the show and gave me that CD, which is very nice of him. Before that, we had The Moan by this Ohio group that I saw for Slater Kinney with Raymond. God, his ankle was so swollen he couldn't stand up. It was hurting Raymond. He's much better now, though. They were called the Black Keys. That was a song off their 7-inch called The Moan. And it was trippy talking to them. They didn't know much about this, like, English 60s thing of playing the blues, because it reminded me a lot about that. So, and, you know, with the young people, of course. Yeah, they're very excited about it, but they don't have a lot of knowledge about it, which probably makes it really fresh for them. Yeah. So it's not a bad thing, probably. And we started out with Heartbreaking World by Matt Happy. Yeah, that's trippy. Kind of sound like Bowie, Mike Hill. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour of March 1st, 2003, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. March 1st, 2003, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
And you don't understand.
Street Statuary. The glimmering golden room. The shimmering horizon. Knows its madness in time. The flare will fade to jeweled red, held up to your eyes. In any case, the portrait of the old star hangs serenely. Till an earthquake or a tornado makes us glad to be alive, or some other act of God,
when all creatures will find a place to stay, a vision to
not on. Do you have the mic up?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Whoops.
My bad.
Pilot error. Where's your mic? Oh, it's way over there. But the man had to move it. Anyway, that was the resistance there. Some English new wave, maybe? 1979. Yeah. The size of the Pistols. With Say No to the Macho. Before that, Silver Lake's own listing ship with a, I think it's a demo of Sleep of the Beloved. They want me to play bass on their thing, so I hope I have time and creative juices enough to do it. Anyway, very proud to introduce Senor Brother Matt, Hermano Matt, on the brand new to us, Wheels of Spinnery.
Yeah, so
Brother Matt Spin Cycle, take it. We'll be right back.
microphone. Yes. Are you ready? And.
Thank you. a misnomer to say that they're dead, although they appear to be dead.
Dead.
Haitian voodoo priests use to make zombies. I don't know how they came up with it, but they've stumbled across a way of doing what I've tried to do in the laboratory.
Thank you.
experiments do not die. And it would be a misnomer to say that they're dead, although they appear to be dead. This particular rat started to breathe on his own and try to get off the table after about an hour. So that was a success for that time. Thank you.
thank you very much, Brother Matt, for another edition of the Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
All right. Here's the West Coast Modern Day Punk Rock Orchestra, Watt from Pedro Show.
I can be smart and smooth, I can be cautious, I can be in control, thoughtful and kind, but I can also be coarse and cruel and crazy, foolish, and amazingly enough, all of these things, all at one time. And it feels rather odd. Must be like living in Belgrade. Two different sides in one place, both looking out of one face, where conflict shouldn't be made. Torn apart, just like in Belgrade. We seem to be built this way, with two sides opposing, and they live on from day to day, with hardly a word. Sometimes the boundaries get distorted, and we find that our two sides have resorted to a war, the lust to destroy that's simply absurd. And it's making me mad, just like the people in Belgrade, fighting a war to decide a conflict that's really inside, that shouldn't even be had. Just like in Belgrade. question. How can we coexist with and without? Something had better start to happen. More understanding and compassion. We are inside, or we're already dead, without a doubt. Must be like living in Belgrade. Witnessing all that is there. Destroyed by mistrust and by fear. When we should be unafraid. Or end up like Belgrade. And it feels right to rise. Must be like living in Belgrade. Two different sides in one place, but both looking out at one face. We're covering enemy base. Torn apart, just like in Belgrade.
Thank you.
All right. Watt from Pedro show. That was kind of a crapshoot session set of songs there. You know, I was at that DIY conference a month back, and people flowed me some CDs, so I just went for it. And that there was the prototype with Death, an instrumental interpretation of Death, I guess. And let's see. Before that was Noodle Muffin with the Money Shot. That was fun. And Joel Pelletier before that with Belgrade, or Belgrade, he says it both ways. Apologies to anybody living there. I don't know what his point was to say, like, everything's screwed up like you're there. You know, so I didn't really listen to these. I just went for it. Sometimes I want to roll the dice, and you, the listeners, have to pay the price. Now, you know, I did hear the first song of that set, which was the West Coast Punk Rock Orchestra, although I never heard that song. I didn't know it was that short. This really only had the core of it, the San Diego Cats, Jovi, who put the whole thing together, and Matt and Rick. Me and Nels played on the other two songs, but we didn't play on that one. That was called Take the Nail to Him. End of the second hour here, Watt from Pedro show. Hang tight for hour three, March 1st, 2003 edition. Hour three of the March 1st, 2003 version of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's part 23 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
As we look in on the old Victorian mansion of Inverness, we see Meenie Eeny and Chief Wampum sitting out on the bank by the fish pond, twirling their toes in the water and discussing the weather.
Tell me, Chief Wampum, have you ever tried directing a hailstorm with your fingertips?
Oh, you mean like the great yoga Mirarepa? No, no, but a good friend of mine, a splendid yogi, could direct lightning bolts with his fingers.
Oh.
Yes, he could give someone, how you say, hot pants, eh? He was a real devil, you see.
Did you ever try walking on water?
Oh, no, not really. That takes special feats, you see. I've tried only in the bathtub.
Well, how did you do?
No good. It is very practical after bathing to stand upon the water as it descends into the hole, you see.
You mean because of the scum?
Yes, because of the scum, you see. The water descends, the scum clings to the hairs on my ankles, you see. So in this way, I am able to, how you say, be above it.
Well, tell me, Chief, what do you think of the progress of our young man, Jack Flanders?
All wisdom can be stated in two lines. What is done for you, allow it to be done. What you must do yourself, make sure you do it.
If I were younger and more agile, I too would be there by his side, sword in hand, whacking off the heads of demons and ogres galore.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I think you would be a good match for them.
Oh, what do you mean by that, Chief?
Well, I mean that you are afraid of nothing.
When I was a little girl, I was a real runt. Mm. You know what that is, Chief?
Very small.
Yeah, and because I was a runt, the mean kids used to pick on me, and pick on me, pick on me, pick on me. But while they picked on me, I was learning patience and one-pointedness of mind.
Ah, teachers come in many disguises.
That's so true. When I was ready, I took them all on and I laid them all out. Nigel, come here. Quack! Tammy, yeah! Butch! Billy! Quack! Kaboom! Yeah, I started my finger, too.
Oh, meanie, it is not healthy to radish such thoughts, you know.
Oh, I was a real tough. Yeah!
Yes, a real tubby.
Whenever anyone called me a runt, I just fixed my eyes on them And the next thing they knew, I'd be standing on their chest, smiling down at them.
Oh, I see how you received your name, yes, no?
Oh, yes, yes. But finally I gave it up and became a woman.
Ah, yes, a woman.
Oh, it was when I first met Frederick.
Ah, Frederick.
I was sweet 16.
Ah, yes.
You see, he was a kind of a runt, too.
Oh, I see.
I was tired of feeding up people, and it was good to meet someone my own size.
I see.
Oh, we fell in love, Frederick and me.
Yes, yes.
Our favorite dance was the tango.
The tango, yes.
Ta-dun-tun-tun. We would dance all night. Ta-dun-tun-tun.
Yes, all night, yes.
The two of us.
Yes.
Everyone else was stuffed. The floor would soon become empty as they all stood back amazed, breathless, awestruck. They had never before seen such a tango as performed by two teenage runts.
Oh,
he really cut up the floor. La Cucaracha was my favorite. La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, the cantante.
Oh, Mimi Annie.
Yes?
There's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Would you care to tango?
Can I lead?
Shall I lead?
Oh, all right.
Shall we dance?
I want to know about the dragon.
Oh, the dragon. Oh, let me borrow your cigar. I'm leading.
Well, you could have just asked for it, you know.
This is very, very good. I can see what that Castro has there.
Meanie, Eanie, we saw the tracks from your five-speed Italian pedal master going into the cave.
Oh, that. I was curious. So watch this dip. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, by the way it looked, it seemed that the dragon came out while you were still in the cave.
Yep, it did.
You aren't friends with it or something, are you?
No, but you see, when I went into the cave, I heard it grumbling and snorting, yum, and coming out. I figured I couldn't turn around and get out in time, so I veered to the right and hid in one of the side passages. Yep, it went right by.
When did you come out then?
After it had gone back in.
Where do you think that dragon came from?
From someone here.
I know its eyes are familiar, but what you mean is that it's a part of someone here?
Yep, I'm afraid so. You're a lovely partner.
Who is it?
You play with my world. like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther on the fast foolish ride. You want me?
put you down.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Zen Gorilla doing Change Gonna Come. Before that, Blowing Down Blue Sky, Splinter Group, G. Stinson. Thanks, Dave Crouch, for sending that to me. GE plays a lot with Nels Klein, and Nels was on the track before that. Master Ward, Bobby Dylan song, along with Carla Bozulich, Scott Amendola band. Scott is the drummer for Nels Klein Singers, too. And we started with part 23 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. What have we got here? Oh. So Marsha Ball, Watt from Pedro Show.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
I handed in my report to the district supervisor. He read it through with a narrow smile. "They've distracted you with a war film and given false information as usual. You're inexperienced, of course. Totally green troops in the area. However, your unauthorized action will enable us to cut some corners. Come along now and we will get the real facts. The police patrol pounded into the home office of Lazarus and Company. And now, Mr. Winkhorst, and you gentlemen of the board, let's have the real story and quickly, or would you rather talk to the partisans? You dumb hicks. The information and quickly. We have no time to waste with such as you. The DS stood there translucent silver, sending a solid blast of inflexible authority. All right, we'll talk. The cyclotron processes image. It's the microfilm principle. Smaller and smaller, more and more images in less space. Pounded down on a cyclotronic crystal image meal. We can take the whole fucking planet out that way up our ass in a finger stall. Image of both of us, good as he used to be. A stall, you dig? Just old showmen packing our ermines, you might say. Enough of that show. Continue, please, with your statement. Sure, sure, but you see now why we had to laugh till we pissed washing those dumb hicks playing around with photomontage. Like charging a regiment of tanks with a defective slingshot. For the last time out of me, continue with your statement. Sure, sure, but you see now why we had such lookout on those dumb roofs playing around with splintered carnival. Charging a regiment of tanks with a defective sanitarium 1917 never could keep his gas. Just an old trooper is all. He goes into a song and dance routine, dancing off stage. An 1890 cop picks him up in the wings and brings back a ventriloquist dummy. This gentleman is a death dwarf, as you can see, manipulated by remote control. Compliments of Mr. and Mrs. D. Give me a shot, says the dwarf, and I'll tell you something interesting. Hydraulic metal hands proffer a tray of phosphorescent meal, yellow-brown in color like pulverized amber. The dwarf takes out a hypo from a silver case and shoots a pinch of the meal in the main line. Images. Millions of images. That's what I eat. Cyclotron shit. Ever try kicking that habit with apomorphine? Now I got all the images of sex acts and torture ever took place anywhere. And I can just blast it out and control you gooks right down to the molecule. I got orgasms. I got screams. I got all the images any hick poet ever shit out. My power's coming, my power's coming, my power's coming. He goes into a faith healer routine, rolling his eyes and frothing at the mouth. And I got millions, and millions, and millions, millions of images of me. 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 He nods out. He snaps back into focus, screaming and spitting at Uranian Willie. You hick, you rat, call the fuzz on me. All right, I'm finished, but you're still a lousy fucking fink. Just your remarks to me, said the DS. All right, you hick sheriffs, I'll cook you all down to decorticated canine preparations. You'll never get the apomorphine formula in time. Never, never, never. Caustic, white-hot saliva drips from his teeth. The smell of phosphorus fills the room. Human dogs. Don't mind if I take another shot, do you? Of course not. After giving information, you will be disintoxicated. Disintoxicated, he says. My God, look at me. Good, sir, to the purpose. Shit. Uranian shit. That's what my human dogs eat, and I like to rub their nose in it. Beauty, poetry, space. What good is all that to me if I don't get the image fix? I'm in the ovens, you understand? All the pain and hate images come loose. You understand that, you dumb hick? I'm finished, but your eyes still pop out. Naked candy of adolescent image, Panama. Who look out different? Cook you all down to decorticated mandrakes. Don't you think, Mr. D, it is in your interest to facilitate our work with the apomorphine formula? It wouldn't touch me, not with the habit I got. How do you know? Have you tried? Of course not. If I allowed anyone to develop the formula, he would be out, you understand? And it only takes one out to kick over my hypo tray. After all, you don't have much choice, Mr. D. Again, the image snapped back, fading now and flickering like an old film. I still have the boardroom reports. I can split the planet wide open tomorrow. And you little rat, you'll end up on ice in the ovens. Baked Alaska, we call it. Nothing like a baked Alaska fix to hold me vegetable. Always plenty wise guys waiting on the baked Alaska. The dwarf's eyes sputtered blue sparks. A reek of burning flesh billowed through the room. I still mushroom planet wide open for jolly. Any hick poet shit out pleasures. I'm closer and see my pictures. Show you something interesting. Come closer and watch them flop around in soiled linen. The garden boys, both of us, good as we used to be. Sweet pictures start coming in the hanged man, knees up to the chin. You know, beauty bare and still as good. Cock stand up spurting whitewash. Ever try his crotch when the egg cracks? Now I got all the images in backward time. Rusty black pants, delicate gooks in the locker room rubbing each other. I got screams. I watched. Burning heavens, idiot. Don't mind if I take another shot. Jimmy Sheffield's just still as good as he used to be. Flash the room in pink carnival. A young agent turned at the side, vomiting. Police work is not pleasant on any level, said the D.S. He turned to Winkhorst. This special freight spitting notice on your dirty pharmaceuticals. Level. Well, some of my information was advantage. It is done with a cyclotron, but like this. Say I want to heat up the mescaline formula. What I do is put the blazing photo from Hiroshima and Nagasaki under my cyclotron and shade the heat meal in with the mescaline. Indetectable. It's all so simple and magnificent, really. Beauty bear and all that. Or say I want the drenched glands on the boys. What I do is put the image from his cock under the cyclotron, spurting whitewash into the white hot skies of Minraud. Death Dwarf opens one eye. Hey, copper, come here. Got something else to tell you. Might as well, rat. Everyone does it here, the man says. You know about niggers? Why darkies were born? Travel flesh, we call it. Transport's better. Tell you something else. Nods up. And the apomorphine formula, Mr. Winkhorst? Apomorphine is no word and no image. It is, of course, misleading to speak of a silence virus or an apomorphine virus, since apomorphine is antivirus. The apomorphine preparations must be raised in a culture containing sublethal quantities of pain and pleasure cyclotron concentrates. Subvirus stimulates antivirus special group. When immunity has been established in the surviving preparations, and many will not survive, we have the formula necessary to defeat the virus powers. It is simply a question of putting through an inoculation program in the very limited time that remains. Word begets image, and image is virus. Our facilities are at your disposal, gentlemen, and I am at your disposal. Technical sergeant, I can work for anybody. These officers don't even know what button to push. He glares at the dwarf, who is on the nod, hands turning to vines. I'm not taking any rap for a decorticated turnip. And just let me tell you how much all the kids in the office and the laboratory hate you stinking heavy metal-ass cunt-sucking Ford bastards.
Watt from Pedro show. Oops, snuck up on you there, Brother Matt. Sorry about that. That was a trippy little tune. Rip Rig and Panic. With, it's called 1619, a Dutch vessel docked in the USA with 20 humans for sale. But then you could tell that by the lyrics, right? Before that, Live Dose on my birthday a couple months ago. Billie Holiday song, Willow Weep For Me. Live at Deep Piazza, recorded by Charlie Peck. Inflexibility of Authority, William S. Burroughs, Uncle Bill, reading you a bedtime story. Before that, another Charlie Peck recording at Deep Piazza from Valentine's Day a couple weeks ago. Banyan doing E-Ticket Ride. Obviously, Charlie was standing close to the bass. Didn't mean to bogart tune like that. We start the set off with La-Ti-Da Life, tuned by Marsha Ball. Tense. It's like when you go camping, right? You conk in tents. Here's another live thing. It's Savage Republic doing a urinal song. Surfing with the Shaw, Watt from Pedro show.
We're going to do a little quick one. In homage to friends of ours who are playing across town very shortly. 100 Flowers used to be called the Urinals. On their first EP, they had a thing called Surfing with the Shaw, and we did that once, so we're going to do it again.
Kids 8 and 9 years old that were sniffing airplane glue to get high on. These kids are responsible for turning musicians on a lot of things they never knew about, actually. So I had a fantasy how it happened. Kid is alone in his room. It's Saturday. Kid is played by George McCready. Well, let's see now. I'm all alone in the room and it's Saturday. I'll make an airplane. That's what I'll do. I'll make a Lancaster, a good structural design. I'll get the balsawood here, cut it out, sand it off. Now a little airplane glue. I'll rub it on the rag and, here now. Oh, I'm getting loaded. Is this possibly loaded on airplane glue? Maybe it's stuffy and I'll call my dog over. Filica? Filica, come here, darling, and smell this rag. Smell it, you freaky little doggy. Smell the rag, Filica. Filica. Filica!
He's up there. I've done it. I'm the Louis Pasteur of junkiedom. Out of my skull for 10 cents. Well, there's much work to be done now. Horses' hooves to melt down. Noses to get ready. Cut to the toy store. Any toy store. Any neighborhood. Kid walks in.
Hello, Schindler. Nice to know you got here. Give me a nickel's worth of pencils. Big boy tablet. Some juju beans. Tailspin Tommy book. And 2,000 tubes of aeroplane glue.
I hope you can sleep tonight, Mr. Lee Page.
Buddy Bruce here. What from Pedro show? Coming to the end now, March 1st, 2003 edition. Lenny Bruce with the airplane glue bit. And before that, Savage Republic doing Simple with the Shaw, a urinal song from like 20 years ago. Getting used to new stuff here, but we did okay. Spike the clams, huh, Brother Matt?
A little more flavor.
A little more flavor. In a way, it's once I learn the thing, it's a little more flexible. I can go back, and some of these CDs I get, they don't index a song, so it's like one big song. So this way, once I get a handle on it, actually more power than the old Delios. Absolutely.
Eventually.
So thank you much.
Cool.
For doing the upgrade accidentally. What happened with it? You did a gig.
I went down to Karma Studios downtown, and they were doing the Britney Spears of Asia and wanted some like fresh input. And they'd heard me a couple of CDs and on your show, I guess. And they just wanted me to come down so they could have me play and just pull stuff off to make... man, Michael down there is amazing working all day here. And... I turned, since it was like awkward setup, just getting out of here, and my knee whacked the drawer when it was off and totally knocked it out of line, so it won't eat the disc anymore.
Damn. Well, but maybe it's a fortune accident because this new stuff is good too.
Yeah.
eBay.
Yeah.
That's where I got my replacement pewter. The 8500 finally went.
Yeah, those wonders.
Yeah. People cutting out the middleman. Everybody, I think gentle thoughts in this rough, intense environment now, and go crazy in an artistic way.
Commit random acts of peace.
Yeah, that would be righteous. And we'll see you next show. Maybe next week, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. We're going to try to do as many as we can before our leaf tour on April 1st. So keep your powder dry.